Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. An investigation from the Chicago Tribune and ProPublica, Illinois, found some disturbing abuses of the controversial practice of confining school children with behavioral problems and mental disabilities. It's really inhumane stuff. You'll be shocked to hear some of the details. Two, California's largest utility today expected to shut off power for 750,000 people as high fire risk conditions return to the northern part of the state. Power outages could last from Wednesday morning to Thursday evening. Kind of thing you hear about in third world nations now in California. And number one, three more witnesses scheduled to testify today in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's request for Ukraine to pursue political investigations. Among them, U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. We'll have audio from yesterday's proceedings coming up in just a bit. It is Wednesday, November 20th, here on the Steve Gruber Show, and in fact, all over the place. The same day, no matter, you know, where you are or what you're listening to. But, of course, we hope you're listening here. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. You might know me because I fill in frequently here on the Steve Gruber Show. But, you know, there are brand new listeners all the time, so I always like to tell you who I am. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also serve as a lecturer in journalism. Means I teach stuff. And I also host a whole bunch of podcasts, in fact. Two for the college, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, also a weekend radio show on many of these fine stations, available at SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and Spotify and wherever fine podcasts are found. Trying to bring you as close to campus as possible without you being here. That's the point. Conversations and debates and what we're talking about kind of here on campus. Visitors who are here on campus, interview them as they're here in studio. It's out every Friday. Find it, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I also do the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which is out on Mondays, 20 minutes with someone involved, a leader, a headmaster, principal, teacher, sometimes students as well in the world of classical education. And over at National Review, I host Political Beats, which is a show in which we talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about politics at all, nothing political. We talk about our guest's favorite band or musician and spend a lot of time doing a deep dive back into the catalog. Most recently, Smashing Pumpkins, our highlighted artist, and our next episode will feature Jimi Hendrix. Find that at nationalreview.com or, again, wherever fine podcasts can be found. You might know, as I fill in, we always dig into the world of music with our bumper music as we come back from breaks. Anniversaries, birthdays, number ones on this day. And it's kind of a special day, too, because later today, I get to go to a concert. Yeah! 39 years old and still excited about seeing live music. Elvis Costello in Ann Arbor today at Michigan Theater. I'll be there tonight seeing Elvis for the second time in a year. So I'm in Detroit last year, right around the same time. I think like a week ago last year, if my Google Pictures is correct in showing me what happened a year ago. It was about a year ago that I saw him in Detroit. So looking very much forward to seeing that tonight. And the nice thing is, even from Hillsdale, it's only about, what, an hour 15. I can make it back by almost normal bedtime with a 7:30 showtime. Not too shabby. Coming up on today's program on the Steve Gruber Show, Jack Owens, former FBI counterintelligence agent, and some tips to keep kids safe, some incidents down in Alabama, kidnapping. We'll talk with him about that. Hour two, David Rubin, author of the book Trump and the Jews. He will be with us in hour two. Lee Edwards from the Heritage Foundation has a piece about capitalism and the squad. Ron Rademacher in Hour 3, Alexandra DeSanctis in Hour 3 from National Review, also a big op-ed piece in the Washington Post this past weekend. And, yes, the man who really controls things around here, Steve Gruber, will be with us in Hour 3 as well. He had an exciting day at the White House yesterday as he took part in a cabinet meeting. Took part might be an overstatement. He attended a cabinet meeting. I don't think he spoke. And also had the opportunity to talk with President Trump in the Oval Office for an interview, We'll talk with him about the experience, and I believe that interview will be coming tomorrow here on the old Steve Gruber Show, so be alert for that. Impeachment hearings yesterday. We'll have some audio coming up in just a couple of minutes on that. But, you know, the headline here, again, and I know I'm going to get into this a little bit later. There's an ABC News poll out about how close people are paying attention and what they think so far. And I'll give you the info. But, man, are you paying close? Well, you know, you listen to this show. You're going to be paying closer attention than most people out there. I'll cede you that point. But I just don't see the interest among, you know, regular voters, regular Americans. There was a picture tweeted late last night from the actual impeachment hearing room. It was empty. They were still going late last night with testimony up until 7, 8 o'clock, I think, at least Eastern time, right? And someone had turned around and took a picture of the room, and there's nobody in the room. These hearings are so important, the Q&A is so integral to what's happening in the White House and what's happening in D.C. and the future of our country that no one's even attending. So historic, people can't make the time to be there. And I just don't know what kind of relevance the hearings have. And I don't think there's going to be the kind of, well, if you follow some of the headlines, there's a bombshell every day, right? Multiple bombshells every day. I just don't know that there's going to be an actual one to sort of shock the public into paying attention, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So we continue. We had testimony yesterday. Both Elise Stefanik and Mike Turner, a congressman from Ohio, did good jobs questioning the witnesses yesterday and getting to the real information. We'll hear those Q&As and President Trump also with some thoughts on what's been unfolding. And the USMCA, which I know Steve talked a lot about yesterday on the program, the president weighing in on the USMCA yesterday during some comments from the Oval Office. And don't forget, I mean, heck, if your attention is not riveted by the impeachment hearings, you can watch the Democrats debate tonight in Georgia. Don't forget to add that to your calendar. They're on MSNBC, I believe, tonight with a debate. 10 candidates still. So each candidate will talk for like, you know, 4.5 minutes to get a real flavor for what they think and what they believe. We'll talk more about this a little later on. But, you know, the main story heading into this debate is the apparent rise of Pete Buttigieg, both in Iowa, where the most recent poll, though, you don't want to look at one poll. You want to take an average because one poll can be wonky and weird. But he did lead the most recent poll in Iowa. And there was a poll out in New Hampshire yesterday in which he was also leading. But it was, again, a weird poll. There was like the sample size was like 220 people. The margin of error is plus or minus 6%, which is massive in polling. So to kind of send this this poll around last night about New Hampshire with Pete Buttigieg leading was a little disingenuous because that, you know, the margin of error is so large, the intake number is so small. Let's again look at those averages at least until we get to later on in the process. Still a long way to go. Democrats talking tonight, I'm sure, asked very difficult questions. Very, very tough questions coming tonight, I'm sure. Scott Bertram in for Steve. We'll hear a little bit from the impeachment inquiry in just a few minutes on the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's so heavy.
Oh, my God.
Ah. Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting,
There are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.